we go.
The newest way to wake up on the Coffs Coast. Get up with AB and Ben.
Now, this week is National Blood Donor Week.
That's right.
They say one in two people are going to need the life-saving blood at some point in their life.
One of those people is our very own Felix Black, and we've got his mum, Maddie, on the phone today. Maddie, how are you going?
Great, thanks.
That is lovely to hear. Now, your son, Felix, is a recipient of blood donations.
Yeah, he receives a product that comes from plasma donations.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the condition that requires him to have these?
So Felix has a primary immune deficiency called common variable immunodeficiency, which means he doesn't make enough antibodies. He can't produce enough to protect him from infection or to fight bacteria or to make his vaccinations work. So what we do is every week we infuse him with immunoglobulin, and that immunoglobulin product comes from the antibodies. Like, immunoglobulin is the same as the antibodies that they take from other people's plasma. So they get it from people who donate plasma to the Red Cross. They remove the antibodies and we give those to him. So he basically uses other people's immunity to protect him against diseases and infections.
And so how often does he have to do this?
We do it every week.
Okay.
And do you ever get, like, is there ever any issues with the Red Cross? Do they say, you know, we've got a bit of a shortage, therefore this is something to worry about?
He's been on it since last year, and we haven't personally encountered that. But I do know the product that he is on, it takes over 1,000, it's taken from over 1,000 donations to get the antibodies. So you need a lot of people going in and donating, and it takes over a year to make the product that we use for him. So it's very valuable stuff, so we need people to keep going in there and doing it regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that we obviously take for granted, you know. A lot of people don't give blood. Unfortunately, Ben can't. I give blood regularly, but I am going to start giving plasma because that is something that's particularly important.
Yeah, they use it for so many different things. I wasn't really aware until my son needed it. My husband was a regular plasma donor before that. But, yeah, they use plasma for so many different things, like people with autoimmune conditions or immune deficiencies or people undergoing cancer treatment. They, you know, it's amazing stuff.
Is this something Felix is going to, like, will he be cured of this or will this
No, he'll have it for the rest of his life, they believe. So he just can't produce, his body can't make enough antibodies. So he'll be reliant on these infusions of other people's for the rest of his life.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're an incredible, you're a wonder woman, really, a wonder mum, because you guys do a lot of work behind the scenes as well to try and push for donations.
Yeah, we start for his second birthday, he turns 2 in April, we started a little campaign that started off just asking friends and family, but it moved on to getting other people in the community to donate blood or plasma for his birthday, because that's what he really needs rather than presents. He really needs, you know, an ongoing source of plasma that keeps him healthy and keeps him with us. So, yeah, we thought that was the most valuable thing people could donate, and it's free. It just takes an hour of your time. So we asked friends and family, and it got out there, and other people in the Coffs community supported it as well. And it's called the Red 25 Challenge is our group that we've got registered with the Red Cross. And like last week, according to their tally, we've saved 261 lives just with our group.
Wow.
So yeah, it's really great. If anyone wants to join our group, you just tell them when you donate that you want to be part of the Doing It for Felix Red 25 Challenge.
Fantastic. Well, I'm actually heading along today, so I will join the club.
Yeah.
And if you've got any, I guess, a last message for anybody on the Coffs Coast who's been thinking about donating blood but maybe they've had their reservations, what would you like to say to them?
I think, you know, we really appreciate everyone that goes out and donates it because it helps our little boy stay out of hospital, and it's just given him a quality of life that he didn't have before. So it allows him to stay home with us. He's not sick all the time, and he's, you know, protected and safe against diseases and infections. So it's such a valuable gift to us personally and to many other families too.
Fantastic. Lovely. Now, Maddie, before we let you go, obviously unfortunately, I can't actually donate because I lived in the UK during a very rough period where cows were going crazy. Is there something that people who can't donate for whatever reason, can they help out in other ways?
You could try to get your friends to go along in your place. I'm unable to donate either. I don't have the veins for it, apparently. But, yeah, if you can just try to get as many of your friends and family to go along in your place, you could go with them and support them while they do it. You could just, you know, share things on social media about where the plasma goes and try to put the word out there about how many people need this and how valuable it is.
Incredible. Nice work.
Awesome. Thanks so
much. Keep up the fantastic work, and we'll obviously keep trying to convince everyone to go and have a crack as well.
Yeah, thank you. Was that all right? Did you need anything else?
No, you did so well, Maddie. That was really good. Okay. So we'll play this. What time do you reckon tomorrow?
We'll have to have a look. Probably around 7-ish.
Around 7-ish?
Okay.
We'll post it on our Facebook too so that you can
share
it and whatever you want.
I always miss it. I've been on the radio a few times. I never listen. I never catch it.
It's all good. So it'll be online so you can listen as many times as you want as well.
Okay, great. Yeah. We can share it to the little page that we've got.
I'll actually look that up now and I will tag